Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. This week we look back on stories which affect WBAI's listening community. Gun violence is one of the issues which has gripped our nation and listeners in our broadcast area. Back in June, church bells rang out in unison in Charleston, South Carolina, in memory of the 9 people killed at a Bible study group at the historic Black church, the Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church. A few days later, the church reopened for the first worship service since the massacre by a white supremacist.
We can look through the windows of our faith, and we see hope, and we see light.
Church leader, the Reverend John Gillison, led the service, speaking of the deaths of the 9.
There they were, in the house of the Lord, studying your word, praying with one another, but the devil also entered. And the devil was trying to take charge. But thanks be to God, hallelujah, that the devil cannot take control of your people, and the devil cannot take control of your church.
The mayor of Charleston, South Carolina, said, "My heart is broken by the actions of an evil man with his bigoted mind." He's calling for actions on guns and race relations.
Cynthia Hurd.
Cynthia Hurd.
Susie Jackson.
Susie Jackson.
Ethel Lance.
Ethel Lance.
D. Payne Middleton.
D. Payne Middleton.
Reverend Clementa Pikini.
Reverend Clementa
Pikini. Tawanza Sanders.
Tawanza Sanders.
Reverend Daniel Simmons Sr.
Reverend Daniel Simmons Sr.
Sharonda Singleton.
Sharonda Singleton.
Myra Thompson.
When something horrible happens, New York mourns as if it happened in our own backyard. And so vigils and memorials were held in the Bronx, in Harlem, in Brooklyn, in Queens at St. Albans Congregational Church. New York City Council Speaker Melissa Mark Viverito spoke of the scourge of gun violence, racism, and bigotry. Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams organized a vigil outside the Barclay Center in solidarity with the people of Charleston. He said they were there with us 9/11, and we stand with them now.
We won't be able to control it.
All right, we got everybody. Does everybody start filling behind us? Let's walk. Let's do it.
Let's make history.
And in Charleston, tens of thousands marched hand in hand across Charleston's main bridge in a show of unity. As they were getting ready to march across the bridge, National Black Lives Matter organizer Jay Johnson stripped off his Black Lives Matter sweatshirt, and he said, "All lives matter."
And wherever you are, wherever you're hiding, whether it be behind a keyboard or a cell phone, or in some dark cave somewhere, spewing your hatred, trying to keep us divided, we are the United States of America, one country.
By October, New York State representatives had had enough. They said it was time to stand up to the gun lobby, to tax guns, and stop the iron pipeline of guns flowing into New York City.
10 years ago, who would have thought that marriage equality will have its day in Washington? Who would have thought to bring some of the changes that have been happening with the Confederate flag? It's about the public putting pressure.
New York State Representative Nydia Velasquez introduced legislation which seeks to reduce gun violence.
This is cutting across our nation. You have Newtown, you have Aurora. So this is an epidemic. It's a public health. And I cannot go back into my district and listen to the news, the radio, and hear the news saying that someone, a little girl, was killed, and then send out a Twitter saying, "My heart goes to the family." That is not enough. I don't want that type of sentiment without the type of action that is required.
There's no doubt that a significant number of Republican members of Congress function as wholly owned subsidiaries of the NRA.
Congressmember Hakeem Jeffries is co-sponsor of the bill.
We understand that. I think there is growing support on both sides of the aisle for some type of common sense gun legislation in the face of tragedy after tragedy after tragedy. Charleston, South Carolina, Roanoke, Virginia, Lafayette, Louisiana, police officer killed here in East Harlem. Tragedy after tragedy all across the country in both blue states and red states.
Jackie Rowe Adams, who is now with Harlem Mothers Save, Harlem Mothers Stop Another Violent End, lost her two sons to gun violence.
And it was senseless killing. They didn't bother, they didn't do anything, they didn't bother anyone.
She was told the guns used to kill her sons were from out of state, from down south.
The I-95, we must do something about that I-95 pipeline. I mean, it should be something or something they could detect when these guns are coming in through cars, through buses.
While gun laws in New York State are relatively strong, illegal guns flow into New York from states with weak gun laws.
So you can go down to Georgia, Florida, Virginia, and you can fill up your carload, your trunk with guns, buy them very cheaply, bring them into New York, and sell them at a profit in Harlem, the Bronx.
It's called the Iron Pipeline. Leah Gunn Barrett with New Yorkers Against Guns says guns are like cockroaches.
But it doesn't matter if we've exterminated our state. Pennsylvania hasn't, Virginia hasn't, the Carolinas haven't, Florida hasn't, and Georgia. These guns are coming from pawnbrokers, from gun shows where background checks are not required. It is very, very easy to get guns in this country.
According to the National Rifle Association, Americans have acquired more than 170 million new firearms since 1991. The Congressional Research Service estimates that there are more than 310 million firearms in the U.S. By early December, a mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, killed 14 and wounded 21 people.
But today is just kind of discouraging.
That's what a San Bernardino mom, Kieran Henderson, told the LA Times after the mass shooting by a married couple, 28-year-old Syed Farouk and 27-year-old Tashfeen Malik. People in the community are scared.
You can't even be safe enough to take your child to school now. My son, he's only 6, he doesn't understand what's going on, so he's thinking everything is okay, but I have to take on the fear and the concern that he doesn't understand yet.
The attackers fired as many as 75 rifle rounds at the scene. They left behind 3 rigged together pipe bombs with a remote control device that apparently malfunctioned and had over 1,600 more bullets with them when they were gunned down in their SUV. Law enforcement sources reported that the shooters in the San Bernardino, California massacre used 2 Smith & Wesson firearms. This prompted public advocate Tish James to take action against TD Bank.
TD Bank, stop funding guns. TD Bank, stop funding guns.
Colorful signs with seriousness and purpose. That's what was seen on the Upper West Side in Manhattan in front of TD Bank. One read, not one more. Another said, enough is enough. Stop funding for guns, financial smoking guns. TD Bank, blood money. James said TD Bank has millions of dollars in contracts with New York City and millions more in deposits from New York City residents. Money, she says, which is going to fuel gun manufacturers.
Is that acceptable?
That's not right.
We must not do business with a company that funds guns that kill our children.
Smith & Wesson is one of the largest weapon manufacturers in the world. Last year, it reported over $600 million in gun sales.
We know that the killers in San Bernardino used military-style assault weapons.
After the California massacre, President Barack Obama addressed the nation, and he implored Congress to close loopholes in the nation's gun laws.
For example, right now, people on the no-fly list can walk into a store and buy a gun. That's insane. If you're too dangerous to board a plane, you're too dangerous by definition to buy a gun. And so I'm calling on Congress to close this loophole now. We may not be able to prevent every tragedy, but at a bare minimum, we shouldn't be making it so easy for potential terrorists or criminals to get their hands on a gun that they could use against Americans.
And that's not the only loophole gun reform advocates want closed. There's also the gun show loophole. That's where in most states you don't need a license to set up a card table at the county fairground or at the local armory or anywhere to sell weapons, and advocates say it's too easy to sell the weapons without performing a background check on the buyer. Meanwhile, the debate continues nationwide over controlling the amount of high-capacity ammunition magazine rounds. In New York State, it's 10 rounds. If this limit catches on nationwide, gun control advocates say it will alert law enforcement to people who are buying large amounts of ammunition like the shooters did in San Bernardino. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.